Greetings from Coverville for Monday. It is May 25th, 2009. This is a special episode of Coverville. It's actually just an announcement to kind of let you know what's going on with the show and some things that I'm pretty excited about that are happening. Before I get into that, it is Memorial Day, and so I do want to send out a big thank you to the men and women in America's military who help keep our country safe and secure. Thank you so much for all your work and your efforts and everything you do, and hope you have a very, very happy and safe Memorial Day. Now, let me tell you a little bit about what's going on with Coverville. First, I want to thank you for your support over the last almost 5 years. At the end of August, it's going to be Coverville's 5-year anniversary, and I'm really excited about that. I couldn't have done it without all the support from listeners, all the requests, all the ideas, suggestions, things like that that people send in. So thank you so much for that. Again, I mean, it sounds cliche, but I really couldn't have done it without you. Now, obviously, you know, I don't need to bring up many details about the economy right now. It is a tough economy, and unfortunately, because of that, advertising on Coverville and sponsorships have really drastically slowed down. And because of the costs of licensing and the music and the bandwidth and the hosting and all that sort of thing, right now it's very difficult to for Coverville to be profitable with the economy and everything the way it is. So I've been spending some time trying to think of ways, basically think of where to take the show going forward. And I will say option one I did think about for a very, very short time was ending the show and just making it like end at 600 or something along those lines. I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. I enjoy doing what I'm doing too much. Option two was to make the show a fully subscription-based. Basically, you know, you'd pay a subscription fee and you'd get the show. And if you didn't pay the subscription fee, you wouldn't get Coverville. But I get emails every week from people who newly discover the show on iTunes or on the web doing a search. And I want to make sure that I continue to keep the show free and accessible by everybody. So I'm going with a third option, and it's something that kind of falls along the same lines as public radio and public television and the things that they do. There's a little bit of background. I understand that there are a couple different types of Coverville listeners. There's the more casual listener who may subscribe and listen to every show, or maybe they pick and choose which shows to download. But all in all, they're content with the frequency of the show and their level of interactivity. And for you people, for those listeners, the casual listeners, nothing's going to change. You're still going to continue to get Coverville on the feed that you're subscribed to. Nothing's going to change. Don't worry about it. You're set. But then there's the listener who wishes that there were more than just two or three shows a week. They, you know, are hoping for 5 days a week, or they see the show as something that you just don't hear on commercial radio anymore. And for those listeners, I'm introducing something new, and I'm calling it Coverville Citizen or Coverville Citizenship. As a Coverville citizen, you're going to get access to a new show called Coverville Bonus Tracks. So when I put together a regular show like one of the cover stories, the Neil Finn cover story I just did, for example, or a genre theme show, I start off with a playlist where I put all the songs that would be great for the show. And then I go through and I listen to it, and I trim out all the stuff that isn't as good, or if I've got a bunch of different versions of the same song, I try and pick, you know, the best one, or if I've got a bunch of different tracks from the same album, I try and pick just one from that album. And as I'm trimming the playlist down to the final choices and trying to get it within a good 45, 50-minute time limit, a lot of good stuff doesn't make it into the final show that you hear. Well, Coverville Bonus Tracks, which is going to come out at least once a month, but it's probably going to be more often than that, is going to contain the best songs that had to get cut from those shows, as well as some follow-up requests and omissions. It's basically going to be the companion piece to every theme show and cover story. And based on listener feedback, based on what I'm hearing from you people after I put out a cover story, it's always going to be full of great material. Now, for a few months last year, and to help with the Coverville 500 concert, I ran a promotion where I sold the first 500 episodes of Coverville on a 3-DVD set for those people who discover Coverville later in its lifetime, or who wanted a nice, concise way to store the archives without taking up a lot of hard drive space. Well, as a Coverville citizen, you're going to get a DVD every year containing the previous 100 episodes. So you're always going to have every show archived. And those DVDs will also include all the bonus track episodes, too. So if you're getting those, you'll get those on those archive DVDs as well. And by the way, if you missed the DVDs last year, don't worry about it. Starting June 1st, I'm going to be selling them again. And if you are a Coverville citizen, you'll get a discount on the first 500 set, as well as getting the 501 to 600 episode DVD free. Now, also last year, Shelby Miller and I created a new Coverville t-shirt that has easily been the most popular design so far to date. It was based on the Coca-Cola logo, and it was bright red. It was really cool. It wasn't available on Cafe Press, or it isn't available on Cafe Press. Basically, the only way you could get it was either being at the Coverville 500 concert or ordering it on the Coverville 500 ticket site, or you know, maybe you got it afterwards. But basically, you know, that was it. I made a few of the extras available for sale afterwards, but if it wasn't for that, these would not have been, you wouldn't have been able to get these any other way. Well, I've got a few more ideas for some cool t-shirt designs, and maybe Shelby does as well. I'll find out. But along with the bonus track subscription and the DVD that I talked about a minute ago, Coverville citizens are also going to get a new custom designed t-shirt every year, something that's not going to be available to the general public. All right, now the money part. Basically, you get all of this for just $40 a year, $40 a year, which is basically comes out to less than $4 a month. It's going to be set up, or it is set up as a PayPal subscription, which means you can use a credit card, or if you don't already have something up in PayPal, you can set it up really easily with a credit card. Or if you want, you can even mail a check to the address. If you can go find that on the contact page. Every year, you don't have to worry about it. If you go the PayPal route, you don't have to worry about it. It's just going to automatically charge you the $40, and you'll get the DVD every year. You'll get the t-shirt, and of course, you'll continue to be subscribed to Coverville bonus tracks. And if you're not happy with the subscription, you're not happy with what you get, for whatever reason, you can cancel at any time. So if you like what you hear on Coverville, if you're enjoying what you've been getting so far in the last four, almost 5 years, and you want to help support the show, please consider becoming a Coverville citizen. Coverville's not tied to a major company. It's not on satellite. It's not on radio, on a regular big radio station. So it doesn't have the financial backing to keep it funded, to keep it alive. That really depends on sponsorships, and that also depends on you. It depends on the listeners. So please, I urge you, check out Coverville Citizenship. You can find a link on coverville.com where you can find out more information about it, or you can go to coverville.com/citizens, CITIZENS. And thank you again for your support. Thanks for your time, and a regular show with music coming tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.